friendly Florida home sales team of Charles Ruttenberg Realty, located at 376 Patricia Avenue in delightful downtown Dunedin, Florida. Friendly Florida Home Sales is a full-service real estate boutique.
My name is Denise, and I'm a satisfied customer. When I purchased my home, I felt more like I was enjoying coffee with my neighbors than signing contracts.
This team is wonderful, and Friendly Florida Home Sales not only customized a package, but this team offers as little as a 1% listing fee, which saved me thousands of dollars. Huge, huge savings for me.
That's huge. I mean huge. Savings. That's thousands of dollars you save at Friendly Florida Home Sales. Save money.
At Friendly Florida Home Sales of Charles Ruttenberg Realty, there's no cost as a buyer to hire this team to represent you to find your perfect home. Please call 727-351-5487 for all your real estate needs. Mention this ad and receive a complimentary pre-listing inspection only from Friendly Florida Home Sales of Dunedin on Patricia Avenue, Dunedin, Florida. 727-351-5487 or friendlyfloridahomesales.com.
Mr. Brian Cash Klein.
Big promotion. Drive time. Prime time. Rush hour traffic. The Brian Cash Klein radio show. Anyhow, what we like to do is just get the message out there that the small businesses need someone to promote them. We're doing free promotions on the radio at no cost to anybody from 5 to 6 today, rush hour traffic. And the first person I'd like to thank is two people, really, is I love to say to Angie's at Blue Saki. She does a Thai restaurant there, and I had the privilege to go back in the kitchen and to see what she does. So when you see the carrots, she cuts them fresh. When you see the mushrooms, they're cut fresh. Angie's has every ingredient is fresh. And you know how you can tell the difference, like once you get the plate served to you. She makes her rice fresh. All the ingredients, chicken, she cooks fresh. So the order comes out fresh. I mean, tasty. And then she uses, like, you just see, like, how she just is such an expert in the spices she puts on. Like, she grabs a pinch here and a pinch here and a pinch there, and then she sautés it. Then sometimes you'll see a fire. That's Blue Saki, Angie, at Angie's Grill. And everything is fresh and tasty. And they're right there at Subway, right there, if you know where the Subway is on Main Street, close to Keene and County Road 1. Later on, hopefully we have someone come in and call up from Blue Saki. But if not, just know, highly recommend Blue Saki Restaurant. Number one. And you know what the thing is, too? You know, people say you can't mix business with business is business and friendship is friendship. I get that. You know, you want to make a good business decision that's in the best interest of your business. And but what you got to do is you got to remember also love and kindness. So I would say the best way to describe Angie is she cooks with love. Think of that. She cooks with love. Because she's one of the kindest, warmest persons I have ever met in my life. And she gives. She helps people out. And I once said to her, I said, Angie, you know, a lot of people depend upon you. And you're there for the people that most people give up on. She's there for them. She does so much good for our community that she don't take credit for it because she's very humble. Best way to describe Angie is she has a lot of humility. And the best definition I've ever heard for humility was, I don't think less of myself, I just think of myself less. And to be humble. to be anonymous. And that's Angie. She does so much good for our community, folks. She needs to be blessed. That's Blue Saki. And once again, I say Blue Saki. So if you need some Thai food, and I once had my daughter, we had Thai food and Chinese food. So I asked her, who won, Liberty? And my daughter said, it was a Thai, Daddy. And then she was saying, like, she liked both of them. Oh, so you like the Thai food? No, I mean, they were both the same. I like them both the same. So which one did you like better? It was a Thai. So the Thai wins. And it was just so funny. It's our little inside joke with my daughter, Liberty. Anyhow, we got Tammy on the line. Tammy, you there?
Yeah, how you doing?
I'm doing great, man. Things are going good. We got the big promotion, Prime Time, you know, Drive Time Radio. So I just thought, and then we have Bros Pizza, and they are number one. I hope they have us tuned in, because if you think of a New York act, like I think when I look at Alty, you know who I always think of is Sylvester Stallone when he did that movie Rocky.
Yeah.
Like a New Yorker, right? Like a real New Yorker, especially when he wears the cap, right?
Yep.
If I need to do a scene in a movie where I need to have a New Yorker walk in and say, forget about it, it's going to be Alty. But yeah, he has Bros Pizza right there on East Bay Drive. He's the sponsor of the show today. He's supplying us with a pizza pie with pepperoni on it and calzone. You know, he's doing the right thing. He's out there. He's serving the community. And he has new hours, too, where he's doing the pickup and delivery. So he's still... Go ahead.
I have all his info, actually, for Bros Pizza. And that's Bros Pizza at 2535 East Bay Drive, Largo. You guys can call in to place an order or for delivery at 727-507-8870. Again, that's 507-8870, Bros Pizza. And they're doing delivery, and their hours are Monday through Thursday, 11 a.m. to 9 p.m., Friday and Saturday, 11 a.m. to 10 p.m., and Sunday, 12 to 9 p.m. And that's pickup or delivery.
Wow, that's wonderful. And then you know what? You know, they asked me who makes the best pizza, and it was like a tough thing. And if you remember, because we have all the other pizzeria companies, right?
Yes.
But what did I say?
Bros, honestly, I have to say this. I mean, I like a lot of different kinds of pizza, but one of my favorite pizzas of all the margarita pizzas, Bros has the best margarita pizza I've ever had, and that is from New York to Florida.
Right, and then there's who was the lady that did the real estate? That she got into a little, she had operations and stuff. What was her name? Do you remember her? It was your client.
Yeah, we had Pamela.
Pamela. Anyhow, so Pamela's on the radio show, right? And she.
Oh, Gianna.
Do you remember that?
Gianna. Yes.
Who?
Gianna.
And I call her Joy, remember? Because every time she always brings a smile wherever she goes. And that was my name for her. So I called her Joy. I wouldn't call her by her name. But anyhow, Gianna's on the radio with us, and she goes, you know, I heard you guys talking to Bros Pizza, right? So someone called in that was a customer of his saying how great his pizza was. And then Gianna, who's on the radio with us, says she goes there once a week with her family, her husband and her three kids. And she goes, we've been going there once a week, and the reason why is because their pizza and food is so good there. And this
really
is like, you know, then I said, Joy or Gianna, I said, you know, you can't even pay for that. Like, you know, word of mouth and the things she said and how great the food was at Bros Pizza. But she originally heard it on the radio.
Right, which is another good story for Bros Pizza. One day I was in Largo and I met up with Sylvia. You know, Sylvia from First Caliber Bail Bonds, right? Which is one of our clients.
Yes.
And so we had lunch there. You know, she goes there sometimes three times a week because she's in love with their pizza so much.
Yeah, it's amazing. What is one customer worth? Let's just say to a customer. And you know, the first lady that taught me that, you remember, was like 30 years ago. So she's explaining to me why she needs to do an ad in the coupon book. And she says, let's just say I get one client a month that spends $55 for a perm, right?
Right.
So what is that client worth? I guess you get perms like every 8 weeks. Is that how it works? 6 to 8 weeks?
Yeah, generally, yep.
Okay, so she says one client times that by six could be worth $300 to me. So now, if you get me two or three clients, I'm talking in a year's time, right?
Right.
Because six times 55 is really 330. So she was explaining to me that the lifeblood of any business or any organization is the new customer, because someone moves away or they pass away, whatever the reason is. She goes, you got to have the lifeblood. So she advertised with me for over 20 years. And then she's showing me her books, right? And she's showing me this, and she's like just showing me all her clients. And she said about 80% of her business originally came in from the magazine. But it took 20 years. So now, what is one customer worth to you? Like, give me an example. The bail bonds lady, Sylvia, right? She spends money with Bros Pizza because she lives right behind them too. So we got to give that also. But she, but the thing is, she lives right in the area, so it's easier for her to get there. But that's her pizzeria, Bros Pizza, right?
And the reason is because, you know, Sylvia's a foodie and she loves food. And she goes to every restaurant, tries everything, and she sticks with Bros because really it is awesome pizza. Like her favorite pizza there, again, is a margarita, and she throws black olives on it. So she loves it.
Right. And then, so, you know, that's the thing. You got to keep your name out there, right? You got to brand your name. We have AA Absolute Tree Service, right? And he's the one who actually, you know, do you remember like when people, things you've learned, and you would think, okay, I'm in the advertising industry, right? I should know this already. But like sometimes we intuitively know how to handle situations that used to baffle us. And then we suddenly realize that God is doing for us, right, what we can't do for ourselves. And these aren't extravagant promises. They are factual. And you remember, like, you ever read something like five times and then you think, I didn't see that the other four times? Why did it jump off the page the fifth time? It was Brent at AA Absolute Tree Service that really pushed the fact of why being on the front cover, and that if we keep his name out there. And you know who also it is? It's the guy from the pool company. Salt. What's his name? Salt.
Yeah. Salty dog. He was.
We should actually call him, actually. Yeah. You should put a call into him, Salty Dog. But anyhow, he was the one that said that to me. So the Salty Dog story is this. He came down here with no money. You know, he told it on the radio show, right? He now does almost $2.5 million worth of business a year. Wow. And there's not a publication that goes out that he's not in. So I asked him that. I said, some people would say you're an idiot. Like you're spending too much money. You're in all the different publications. Yeah. And he goes, I do $2.5 million worth of business. And he came down here from another state, right? Because remember during the crash of 2008, everybody lost everything.
Mm-hmm.
He came down here then. That's when he came to Florida. He lost everything because everybody did. The market crash. Remember, everybody was, it was the same thing like this pandemic then. But he came down here with no money.
Yeah, guys, and that's Fred at A Salty Dog Pool. You know, you need your pool cleaned right now. Everybody's at home. They want to get in the pool. They want to, you know, make sure it stays clean. You got to call Fred at 727-810-POOL, which is 7665-810-POOL.
Right, and keep this in mind, right? Came down here with no money.
Right.
I hear that. He has 20 people working for him. He does over $2.5 million worth of business a year and advertises in every publication. Find the publication he's not advertising in.
Right.
And why does someone like him think that way? Right. And then you have someone else that thinks the opposite. It just freaks me out. It just freaks me out how some people think. And that's the same way with going back to Brent. You know, like Brent, I just talked to him the other day. He says, I want to keep my name out there. You know, he's still doing business. Tree service is considered an essential business.
Right.
That's why on the radio show, I've been like really pushing people's names more so after having that conversation with Brent. Like it clicked with me. I know I've heard it before. You brand your name. You know, you're hearing it's true. But the way he said it to me today, it clicked. AA Absolute Tree Service. AA Absolute Tree Service. That's what you got to do. You got to keep your name out there. So now when times do get better, because what they found out during the last recession, that one that I was talking about in 2008, the Fortune 500 companies that advertised during that crisis, because they have to report what they do, all came out of the recession quicker, the ones that kept their advertising dollars up. All the ones that didn't keep their advertising dollars up and actually cut it, those didn't come out of the recession as quick. This was a Harvard University study. This is not like, this has got some name behind it. Studied the Fortune 500 companies, what they did during the recessions and what was the outcome. The ones that had the courage to promote the name, brand the name, like Brent said from AA Absolute Tree Service, those people came out quicker. Look at Bros Pizza. Look at him. He's still sticking with us during this time. He's on the radio. He's in the magazine, right? You know, when, and then it gives us an opportunity to say all these great things about him.
Right. And if you guys want to call AA Absolute Tree Service, give them a call at 727-738-5251. 738-5251. They take out all your trees, do your shrubberies, your bushes, whatever you guys need. Like I said, they're still open. They are an essential business.
Right, and quick, Terry's, I just wish we can go through them all. Do you want to give Scott Alessio a call? And then is that guy on the phone from the, let me just get the guy from the filters.
Gal.
Hello?
Hey, Gal.
Yeah, hello.
Are you the filter cat? You've been emailing me?
The filter, yeah.
Do you have those available or do they need to be produced?
They need to be produced.
But you have the technology and the schematics to do it.
Yeah, I have a working prototype, and I did an experiment on myself. So through observation, through logic, I came up with this conclusion. It kills it.
Right, that's fantastic. But you can't claim that, really, because, you know...
No, I cannot claim that, but that's my observation. That's what I'm saying.
And then if I wanted to get these to my clients, right, how much would it cost for one?
Around $500.
Okay. And then how if I said I want to place, say, an order for 10 for $5,000, how long would it take you to get those to me?
It'll take me... I think 5 days, 6 days, something like that.
Now, do you manufacture those yourself?
Yeah, I can make them myself.
And then do you have the material to make it? Do you need like an investor? Is that what you're looking for?
Yeah, I'm looking for an investor.
Okay, that's good. All right, so that's good. So this is, explain to them what your product does. And again, remember, this has not been proven. This is not FDA approved. This is just his theory. And, you know, so at these
about
times.
About how to deal with them. What I did was take DC direct current, not AC, from the wall. Direct current is the one that Edison invented.
Yeah, Telser invented the other one.
Now, the AC is the... The other guy.
Right, Telser. His name's Telser.
Yeah, DC is the
direct
oldest.
Current. Right.
Direct current, yeah. I turn it around so it will go upside down, so the current will go up. So you conduct electricity in the room.
Wow.
And what that means is it will shock those viruses. Those coronaviruses to stand still and not procreate, not do anything except breathe. And they will die of hunger eventually in 3 months.
Wow. So anyhow, Scott, you there?
And the first day that it works, you get electricity already all over the room. So they already neutralize the coronaviruses.
Wow. Are we on YouTube right now?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah. Someone was trying to say to me like that the shows weren't on YouTube like a month ago, right? To me, and I was like, no, I know for a fact because I've turned them on, you know. But we've always every show that we've ever done have been on like say from a month ago, correct?
Yeah.
Anyhow, because I'm watching, I'm watching a YouTube right now. Scott, you there?
Putting yourself on there?
Yeah. I was just curious because, you know, you always have the haters out there saying, oh, you're not on YouTube. Every show that we look at, we don't see you on every week. And I'm just like, I had a couple people saying that to me, but there are always going to be haters out there, right?
Always.
And then.
Hey, Tammy, how you doing?
Yeah, this gentleman here puts out. Now, this hasn't. Scott, this is his theory is that he can kill the coronavirus with a filter that he's made, right? And it's. Is it legally, even if it's not true or true, because it hasn't been FDA approved, can someone legally sell a product like that without FDA approval?
You can't say it. You can't say that it kills the virus, from what I understand.
Right, so you can't say it. Can you legally?
R&D first.
Yeah, but can you legally even sell the product?
No, he has to go through proper procedures, I guess.
Right.
But think about it this way. The vaccine will take 18 months. My machine will take 3 months.
So, the new thing right now is the electrostatic spray.
Yeah.
What it is it's like almost like powder coating. You could take any kind of disinfectant. There's one made by Purell that you could buy in a 50-gallon container, you know, that's made for the food service industry. And what you do is you go in and spray, which a lot of schools and industrial places and office buildings are buying and giving to their custodian. And what it does is the difference between just a regular sprayer and electrostatic sprayer is that you could actually spray something on the top and the electrostatic will make it go all the way around and basically cover the inside, the underneath and everything. You use a lot less product.
Yeah, and it works 24/7.
Expensive. I mean, I was thinking of getting into that right now and going doing houses and cars and, you know.
Yeah, you can do that. Also, in the
And how much money would it cost to do that?
You know, that costs you anywhere from $6,000 to $10,000 if you want to do a handheld one or you want to do a backpack one. The backpack one holds 8x4 product. It weighs 30 pounds when it's like full, 10 pounds, 6 ounces when it's empty. And you could go and it covers like, you know, 5,000 square foot to 10,000 square foot, depending on the company.
Do you have to be certified to, like, to say, like...
No, you don't have to be certified or nothing.
Because, you know, like a pest control company has to be certified.
You know what? I mean...
You know, carpet cleaners have to be licensed.
Yeah, I mean, you'd have to be licensed.
You'd have to be licensed.
Just offering a service.
But how would you even get licensed? Because where do you get licensed? There's no offices open. Do they allow you? Can you license a business online?
Yeah.
Sundance.com.
You know, I'd be interested in going in partners with you on that, something like that, maybe. I might be interested.
The thing is, my machine, the direct current, it takes like a lamp size electricity.
No. I mean, you could get them with a battery pack now. It's called, what the hell is it? Victory.
But what he's saying is, I still don't understand how his works. I got to be upfront with you. But he's a scientist. This guy's a... This guy that's on there. What's your first name again?
Gal.
Gal is a scientist. And he's come up with this invention of his... to kill the coronavirus, but it hasn't been FDA approved. And it hasn't
What does it do? I mean, is it a mask? Is it, you know, cleaning an area?
It's a filter.
The room.
In the same room where it's working, 10x10, that's for one filter. So it conducts electricity in the room 10x10.
Yeah, and then it costs. Tell them how much it costs.
It'll cost you $500.
And that's for one filter? Or is that the machine?
Yeah, for one filter.
Is there a machine that goes with the filter?
You can actually attach it to the AC system of the business that you're working on, that you need this, and it will do the same thing.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm thinking, what the heck? But I just don't know legally if you can sell it. That's one. And two...
Yeah, I don't know either.
I don't know how that would work in a 10x10 room. If you're using it in the air conditioning intake where the filters are, all you're doing is covering that area where the intake is. because everywhere where the basically where it's blowing the air from, you know, how can you basically state that if you know if your ducts are hooked up to the rest of your house or facility?
What's negative ions? They are creating waterfalls.
Like electrostatic.
Yeah, they are creating waterfalls. When the water hit the air, it creates friction. Now, in my machine, I create that friction with the electricity current. When the air hit those wires, it will release negative ions. And negative ions, how they act in nature, what they do is they go up and attach themselves to any particle in the air and go down to the ground and wait for the rain and disintegrate. But mine, negative ions go out, attach themselves, and go back to my machine since my machine has a positive current inside, locked inside of it. Everything is surrounded by negative current.
Air conditioner and use that same, you know, status. I mean, your air conditioner is away from other rooms. So for a 10 by 10 room, you're only covering where, you know, where it's sucking it in. I mean, you know, if you're basically looking up to your air conditioning system, you're covering
that
square footage.
Yeah, but the thing is, it does that. If you have, like, three filters in one AC system, you can cover the whole house. And I mean...
Yeah, but you're only saying it's going to cover
in my house, there's, like, three filters working.
Or does the filter... Are you saying the filter goes by the ducts when the air comes out?
Yes, the filter, when you go...
Right, so then there's different ducts
unit,
throughout the house.
You put it on the unit, then it goes around throughout
so how many filters would you need?
So the air got to go through my force field.
No, but what he's saying is by the duct. I get what he's saying, though. Like, you know how air blows out in each different room? A filter gets attached to that duct that blows the air out. So there might be five.
Okay. I see what you're saying. So you put it
above
the filter.
So what's going out actually clean air?
Right. So how many filters does it take per house? Like five?
It all depends on how many ducts you got.
Yeah, like five.
Right. And then how long does the filter last?
It lasts for 3 years. It works all the time, and you don't have to clean it.
And your filters are $500 each?
Yeah. Because of all the technology that went inside of it.
So for one house, it could be $2,500.
So are you hooking up an electrostatic electricity to the filter?
I'll make a special price for them if they buy more than three. I don't know.
Yeah, but are
do
you
it
hooking
that way.
Up an electricity source to the filter?
Yeah, that's you have the AC sockets in the house. You just plug it in and goes into a transformer that makes create the DC current from the AC current, and it's only working on DC current. And I already got it insured for $300,000. So don't worry about it. If it's working in your business, you are...
Do you have any in the hospitals right now that have, like, the whole floors that have the coronavirus people in there?
They have no idea this thing is existence.
Where are you using it now?
I'm using it in my house.
Nobody else is using it?
Only me.
Right, this guy is. I know who he is. I've talked to him before on other stuff.
No, I understand.
I know you do. But just so I want
to
tell my listeners, he's a scientist, right? He invents things.
Would you feel comfortable enough putting a coronavirus person in your house?
He's asking you that question.
He's asking me that question. Can you repeat the question?
Would you feel comfortable letting somebody walk into your house that has the coronavirus?
Well, if I have the machine working in my house, yes.
Have you tried it?
Well, a lot of people came into my house. I'm not sick yet.
Is anybody that had positive for corona?
Who?
I have no idea who has positive, who has negative. I can't tell you that.
Okay, great.
Yeah.
But you can guarantee that. If you
hold on one second, guys.
You can have person with coronavirus, with the machine working.
Wait a second. I got someone on the line that might be interested in your product. It's kind of because she owns a lot of cottages on Indian Rocks Beach. Her name is Darlene. I want to just get her take on this. And Scott, I'd like to talk to you too about your treasure hunt, what you got there. And thank you, Scott, for calling me today too. But anyhow, we're going to go to Darlene. Please stay on, Scott, too. Darlene?
Hi.
Are you listening to the show?
No, I'm not, actually. I just got the email.
Okay. We have a scientist, right, and of course, on the line. And I'm not saying it. I'm just going to give it layman's terms. But he has an invention, right, that he has made where he changes AC current to DC current with this particular filter that kills the coronavirus, right? But you can't say that because it's not been FDA approved, right?
I'm very well aware of all of that stuff.
Okay, so it's not been FDA approved. I don't know if you can legally even sell it, so I don't know that. There's just a call.
Well, you can't make medical claims. That's the deal.
Right.
You can't make medical
Are you allowed claims. To still sell it but don't make medical claims, right? Because it's $500 per filter.
Who's the scientist?
This gentleman here on the line.
What's his name?
What's your name?
Gal Nahum.
Right. He's an inventor. I've talked to him before. He's done inventions, and he's like one of those Thomas Edison type guys. You know, seriously, he's a real smart cat. Got good, good background, good degrees from college and all that. So he's a real smart cat. And his theory is that if you change the AC current to the DC current,
And turn it around. Turn the DC current around. That way it will go up to the air.
Right, and then the particles then collect into that and kill any virus that's in that particular room.
Yeah.
Do you think
that's exciting? But you see, you're going to have to go through. I don't know if you're familiar with the FDA baloney and how you can't make medical claims. And
I know that. You cannot go into the market making all those claims. I know all of that. But what I'm asking for is somebody to invest in my invention, and to take my word for it that it's working that way.
Yeah, it's hard to do that without proof, right? But I believe in you because I know you're like a genius. We have a genius on the line. Seriously, I can recommend that part of it. I know that he's in the Mensa Society.
Well, I know this man
is a genius. Just know that I will say that, but I can't back up his claims. But this, you're talking to a genius right now on the phone, on the radio.
Well, I might have a fellow who's a friend of mine who's a doctor that I could get in, possibly. I'd have to ask him. You know, there's so much stuff going around. Does he have a phone number where I can call him or get in touch with him and give me his name and number?
Yes, I will do that. I'll text that to you later on.
Okay.
Just know he really is the real deal from when it comes to genius and smart. I don't know about the claim he has for what he does, though. I got to give a disclaimer.
That claim, it came from my uncle, the doctor. He's a doctor and an engineer.
Okay, so there you go.
He's a name in Israel.
Okay, so anyhow, so what's going on? Scott, you still there? Is Scott still there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Wouldn't that be something? You know, they found out that this... Who hung up?
I'm still here, darling. Still
okay, Steve, someone hung up. Anyhow, what happened I just lost my train of thought. But anyhow, the claim that stuff for the Valeria ended up not working out.
So do you mean malaria?
The malaria drug that they were saying 2 weeks ago was going to work.
That's baloney. It is working. They're lying.
Now they're lying, yeah. Well, I'm just telling you what the thing said on Google.
But you can't trust Google because now they're trying to lie and make Trump look like he's a liar and make it look like this doesn't work. And they found it works in China, in Italy. They've been using it. They used it in other countries, but they don't want to use it here because our FDA tells people they can't do it. They can't do it unless it's tested, and we got to get a vaccine. I'm not on the radio, am I?
Yeah, you are.
Oh, okay.
Anyway. You're on 106. I'll tell you the stations you're on. You're on 106.1 FM. You're on 1340 AM. And we also have cameras in the studio, so you're on the YouTube. And we're on drive time now, so this is prime time. And what happened is in the AM circles, right, the Arbitron ratings for AM, not just saying this station, but more people are tuned in to radio AM than ever before because of talk radio, trying to get news on what's going on. Our listenership has doubled on the AM part. You know, I always used to brag, oh, we're on 106.1 FM. I thought that was the biggie. But now our AM dial is beating the FM dial.
Wow, I believe it. Yeah. Well,
so now you're on AM, FM. You're also on in Tampa on 104.3 in the Tampa market. And then you're also on YouTube because we have cameras in the studio.
Okay.
That is just because you asked the question, you know.
Yeah.
And believe it or not, this week is my 25th year being on this station. I'm the longest running show.
Wow. Congratulations to you. That's wonderful.
Yeah. And even wonderful. And then, like, what we're trying to do here is keep the name out there and brand people's names, not charge them to be on the radio where other, you know, we could. There's other we know that are charging $300-$500 a spot, right? I'm doing my show where I'm not charging nothing and just trying to help out small businesses brand their name and keep the name out there for small businesses. Even if they're not open, mention their name so when they do reopen, they can open up already in the starting gate. And that's the theory behind us still doing the show. Keep the name out there. Let people know if there's an invention out there. And that's the theory behind our show, what we're doing, Darlene.
And that's good. That's good because we do, you know that many restaurants will go under. Many people are going to go under. They'll never be able to recuperate from this. And the longer we keep out of work, the harder it's going to be to get businesses back.
Huh?
Lynn's
is on the phone? Lynn's Auto Body? Yeah, can you stay here, Darlene? And Scott, you still there? Scott left. All right, get Lynn on the phone, please.
Here.
Yeah, you there, Lynn?
Yes, I am.
Yeah, like, Lynn, now, Darlene, where do you get your body work done for your, or engine work done for your vehicles?
I don't need any. I have a new Toyota, and I don't drive that much, so I don't need any work on my cars.
And you know what, though, I found out with my newer cars, too, is that you do better in gas mileage. So all that money you save in gas also, because my car right now is getting like 42 miles to the gallon, right? Just think of how much money I'm saving when I had my bad car, which was getting 15 miles to the gallon. So the newer cars, like, what is your gas mileage on your Toyota?
You know, I'm trying to figure that out. I thought about it. I was almost out of gas yesterday, and I don't know how many gallons my car even holds. It's either 14 or 15 gallons, so I don't know the gas mileage. I would have to figure it out, and I do mostly city driving.
Well, yeah. So, you know, that's good. Lynn, we have a guy, a scientist on the phone, right?
Uh-huh.
On the radio, I mean, I keep saying phone. I don't know why phone, but I keep saying that. But anyhow, he's made an invention where he takes filters and he changes them to AC and DC, and they're hooked up to, they put out electrons, and they're hooked up to your wall outlet to put out electricity. And we can't claim this, so the disclaimer is it hasn't been FDA approved, right? But he claims that it kills the coronavirus. And it costs $500 a filter. And certain engineers and doctors have backed him up, right, saying that this is true. But there is no FDA approval and no trial on it. So we were trying to figure out, is it legally okay to sell them? And then what Darlene said was, it's okay to sell them, but we can't make no medical claims.
You got to get it approved, of course.
Right. And it's $500 a filter for this technology and stuff. And it takes an average of 5 filters per house.
Oh, wow.
Well, if you can, I believe that the situation is if you can scientifically prove this, again, it has to be scientifically proven, that it kills bacteria and viruses and funguses and molds. Now, you're being nonspecific there. And if you can prove that, then you can put that out. But then again, that takes a lot of testing and a lot of time. So, you know, it would be like the hydrochloroquine. If people want to try it, you can't make a claim, but they could try it and see. And, of course, it wouldn't be in the hospital because you wouldn't be able to get in. There's a whole lot of baloney with that in the FDA and everything, you know, all the things that have to be proven and stuff like that. So
back and tune it. Tell them to tune in. We're about to
call back.
Okay. Yeah, I wasn't there. I was.
Can you hear me?
No, it was me. I was just. We have a client called the Happy Cactus, and they're going to be on. All these people's hours, like in business, have changed where you can't sit down. And what are their new hours, Mike?
From Tuesday.
They're open from Tuesday
to Sunday.
5 through 8 p.m. 5 to 8 p.m. So yeah. They're not open for lunch then.
No.
So that's perfect. They're open right now. So if you want to call the Happy Cactus.
Hello.
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yeah. Actually, that is I talked to several of our clients, which I need to do promos for.
Yeah, Happy do it.
Cactus,
yeah, but let's, okay, real quick before you do that, Lynn, I know you called. Can you give us, are you open?
Me?
Yes.
Of course, yeah, we're open. We're taking a drastic measure and, taking care of people. We allowed one customer per in office with me. We had the 6-foot rule in effect. We have all the clean and wipes, hand sanitizer. We are actually pretty busy right now due to the circumstances. We're still doing break jobs. Certain people are still wrecking their cars. So yes, we're open. We are here for the long haul. My shop, I will say, 100%, we are going to make it through this thing here without any government assistance because we've been around for over 18 years, and I take drastic measures to be around another 20, 25 years. So that's very good news. And
it's funny you said 25 years. You know why?
What?
This week is my 25th year anniversary here at this show, doing this show. What made you say 25? Did you hear me say that, or are you just... Isn't that strange? This is my 25th year anniversary. I got promoted to doing prime time. You know, this is drive time. The station promoted me, so now between rush hour traffic, between 5 and 6, my radio show is on instead of 3 to 4. So I got a promotion on my 25th year anniversary. And I'm on prime time, during drive time, during rush hour traffic. So this is when more people tune into radio than ever. So
absolutely.
I'm kind of excited. And it's a 25. Yours said 25. It's pretty neat.
I will be around 65 when 25 more years comes along.
Well, I'll be 95. How old, well, don't you never ask a lady how old she's going to be, right, Darlene?
That's right. In fact, I wanted to tell you about my place. What I'm doing right now is we have cottages on Indian Rock Beach, and they're normally vacation rentals. And because of the coronavirus, we are actually giving a steal of a deal for, you know, longer-term type people if they're transitioning or, you know, have a situation where they want to stay a little bit longer. And we're cutting the rates so that we can keep our doors open. And we have a beautiful grassy courtyard, and we've got several people already moving in, and it's almost like a happy family. They're, you know, we can barbecue out in the front yard. One guy said, hey, do you mind if I put a garden in? I said, nope, that's fine with me. So anyway, we are Sunshine Cozy Cottages on Indian Rocks Beach. And our website is sunshinecozycottages.com. And our phone number is 727-595-3000.
Well, very good. And that's good to know that you're still open. That's good stuff there. Say the name of your business again.
Sunshine Cozy Cottages.
That's a great name. Sunshine. Cozy Cottage.
Yes,
and then Lynn,
yes.
Lynn, what's the name of your business?
My name of the business is Lynn Auto Body Repairs.
Lynn's Auto Body Repair. So say us, tell what's going on there with you.
What was that?
What are you doing at your business right now?
We are repairing brakes. We're giving people discounts because of the economy's going. I actually met a Marine that was retired, and I gave him a Marine discount because we're military friendly, as my family members are in the military also. We have to support our troops. So I gave him a discount on his painting his fenders and mirrors. You know, I gave him a 15% discount on top of giving him already a great deal on the painting.
Well, that's fantastic. And that is, we should support our troops. You know, no doubt about it. You know, every time I see a police officer, this might sound corny, but I always, almost always, I should say thank you for your service. I see a Marine or a soldier, I'll say thank you for your service. And I just do it. Just do it. And I even have my kids do it. Thank you for your service. Because they're on the front line, especially with this coronavirus. You know, they're always putting their lives on the line. Now they're just doing it more often. You know, the people that protect us should get discounts because they are the front line of America.
Absolutely. I always pay for their lunch. If I see them in there, I either say thanks for the service or I just pick up their hat. And then we do it all the time.
And then I want to let you know that I have a good friend of mine. He also does auto body too. And it made you, he says, let us bring your car over the finish line. That's Suncoast. Right, they're custom, and they do, it's so important you don't just say Suncoast, because I know he likes to have his name in there, Suncoast Custom Engines. Are you familiar with him, Lynn?
I am familiar, yes.
And he has a website, suncoastcustomengines.com, and he mainly deals with race cars, right? But he also does works on for the public, and he's there in Largo. But, you know, you always see them. Have you ever built a race car before, Lynn?
Oh, no. I stay away from that. I see a lot of friends race. They get hurt a lot.
Right. So Suncoast Custom Engines, and it's a good friend. They're the good old boys. Let the good old boys fix your car. You know, they're up there in age with like I am, and they've been around a long time. And he always says, let the good old boys fix your vehicle.
They are a special breed to pull their frame. I used to pull frames like them. When they have these figure eights, they're pulling the frames for the when they have the roll cages on there, when they hit each other, when it's out of place, you have to pull these roll cages back, re-weld them, re-measure it, and make sure they are safe for the drivers to drive these figure eight cars. I used to work at a shop and pull these frames like that. So it's a different breed.
Yes.
Do these race cars.
And that's suncoastcustomengines.com, right? And then you have Lynn. Do you have a website?
Yes, I do. It's www.limsautobody.com.
And then, Darlene, do you have a website?
Yes. My website is sunshinecozycottages.com.
Thank you, guys. And then, Tammy, I'd like to end the show with you doing the spots that you had promised to our clients, if you don't mind.
Yes,
and one is Hapti Cactus, because
yes.
I really need them. They've been really loyal to our company. And, Lynn, you have been very loyal to our company, too. I want you to know that. You promote Pinellas Park. My daughter goes to Pinellas Park. And you are a true Pinellas Parker. Like, like you stand behind the park.
I do. I support all the local football teams, the charity events, like game from Women with Purpose or the CLC's Community Learning Center. I do a lot of charity events because I like to give back to the community, just like Pinellas Park High School. And I sponsor them every year. You'll see my plaque. You'll see my band there under the bleachers. When you go to the business side, you'll see it, even on the home side.
There you go. That's Lynn Automotive. He does body and engine repair. What's the name of your business again, Darlene?
Sunshine Cozy Cottages. And yes, we will give discounts also to military families. Like I said, we're taking longer-term people right now for 2 or 3 months. If they're transitioning, we have someone right now who... she lost her mother, and when she came back, her house was flooded. So she's coming to stay with us for 2 or 3 months.
Fantastic. That's really great. Hey, now go ahead, Tammy, start your deal with the promotions, please.
Okay. So these are our clients that I spoke to today. They're still open. We have Happy Cactus, located at 2676 Bayshore Boulevard in the same plaza as McDonald's, right there on the corner of the Causeway and Alt 19. But their promotion right now, they're open from 12 to 8 p.m., closed on Mondays. You can do pickup and Uber Eats, and they have specials every single day. That's the Happy Cactus. At 2676 Bayshore Boulevard, you can give them a call at 286-7637. And then we have Cricketers, which is in the same plaza. They are open 4 to 8 every single day. They're doing curbside pickup. They have a limited menu right now, but every Wednesday they're doing a special. It changes every Wednesday for a 2-for-1. So you buy one, you get one free. And you can also get delivery from Grubhub and Uber. Then we also have Julian's Little Italy, located in lovely Dunedin in the Patricia Avenue. That's 916 Patricia Avenue in the Bells Plaza. And they are doing, I just lost it on my paper. Julian's. They're doing limited delivery up to 5 miles. You can do takeout. They also sell wine and beer. They are open every day, 11 to 8. And sometimes they may close a little earlier if they're not super busy. But you can stop in there or get delivery at Julian's. And you can give them a call at 734-8989. And then we have another restaurant in lovely Dunedin, which is Our Place. And they're doing pretty well, but they are located right there at 1617 Main Street. And they're open 8 to 8 every single day, and they're doing different specials every day. Friday and Saturday, they have their awesome prime rib, and they just started doing Burger Mondays. And that's for a discounted price as well. And you can get delivery or takeout, and you can use Uber Eats, Bite Squad, Grubhub, and what's the other one? I can't think of it. Bite Squad and all the DoorDash. Sorry, DoorDash. So that's Our Place at 1617 Main Street, and you can give them a call at 239-0750. And then we also have Jodo's down in Pinellas Park, not too far from Lim's, and they're doing their regular hours, and their phone number is 544-6694, and they're doing delivery and takeout as well, and that's in Pinellas Park at 49th Street and 8080 49th Street, Pinellas Park, 544-6694. And then we also have Angie's Grill, located at 1732 Drew Street. You can give her a call at 441-2644, and they are doing curbside and delivery every single day. And we got Frank's Pizza over in Dunedin as well. They're open Monday through Thursday, 11 to 9, Friday and Saturday, 11 to 9, and Sunday, 12 to 3, pickup and delivery. So thank you so much, guys, for tuning in, and we'll have to talk to you next week.
Yeah, so we'd like to thank all our promoters and stuff like that. Lynn, God bless you, my friend.
WTAN Clearwater
FM 106.1
WDCF Dade City
FM 102.3
WZHR Zephyr Hills
FM 104.3
Listen.